I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I spoke with Jelena McLean. She's executive director of the Superior Arts Youth Theater, and Avonlea Coleman. She's the lead in their latest production, Matilda. Here's more with Avonlea and Jelena.
This is Roald Dahl's Matilda the Musical, and the show runs at the Forrest Roberts Theater this week. So we start on Thursday, and we go through Sunday. So we've got 7 o'clock shows Thursday, Friday, Saturday, a 1 o'clock matinee on Saturday, and that is our sensory-friendly performance, and a 1 o'clock matinee on Sunday. And that Sunday show was actually just added about 5 days ago. So that's one with the best seating at this point. So if you want good seats, get that Sunday show.
I was going to guess the tickets are probably already going pretty well.
They are.
Having sold out, because these are always very popular productions. Matilda as a production is what for folks that may not be familiar with it?
So it is the story of, it's a movie as well, and it's a book by Roald Dahl, right? So it is a musical. It's based on the story of Matilda, who is finding her way in the world, right? So she's got these parents who are not very nice, and they send her off to school, and she's brilliant. She has the mind of an adult, and her teacher's amazed, and she saves her classmates. I think Avonlea can speak to the show.
Well, Avonlea Coleman with us this morning, who is playing Matilda in the production. It's good to have you back in the studios with us. Tell us about this show. What is it? What's it like to be playing Matilda?
It's really fun. I've met a lot of good friends in the show, and the overall show, I really liked it. It was, when I first saw it, I was like, wow, this is a good show, and the songs in this are amazing, especially with our ensembles.
Well, this is interesting too, because Jelena, you mentioned that you have an actual an orchestra coming
That's
in
right,
for this one.
We do. So we've got a 13-member orchestra led by Matt Mitchell.
Okay.
Yep. So we're really excited to have live music, and we had a Sitz Probe a couple weeks ago. That was awesome. It's just so much fun for the kids, and it really adds a new level to the production that we're really looking for. And with this show, there's so many like dark moments and deep moments. So that is one thing. Probably not a show to bring your 5-year-old too. It is definitely it's great for adults, it's great for young adults, but it touches on a lot of deep subjects, and it is scary, and I can't wait to hear those timpanis hitting, like, oh, it's gonna like shake the whole room.
Well, Avonlea, have you rehearsed with the orchestra yet, or is that still coming that you guys are putting it all together?
We had one rehearsal with them. That was our Sitz Probe, and then we get them tonight. We get to do the show with them, and then we'll have them till the end of the show.
You really seem to like doing this. You like to do the performances and being in theater. What do you like about playing Matilda?
It has really expanded my acting. All the dark scenes, and then the happy scenes, and then the comedic scenes, and also the British accents. That was really
So you're really giving it a go. I mean, you told me a moment ago you're 11,
yes.
And you've been doing several productions off and on over the years. So you like this from the standpoint of kind of it stretches you out a little.
Yeah.
So what have been your favorite scenes? What have you really liked to do? I mean, without giving away anything to those that are going to come see it, what's maybe your favorite part of the show to do?
My favorite part is either the very, very first song, because it's so chaotic and really fun to, be in, or the very last scene with Miss Honey and Matilda.
Okay, well, I like that. That's very good. Jelena McLean, also with us this morning, who's executive director of the Superior Arts Youth Theater. These are the kids. You put the kids on that get involved, they get on the stage, they do these productions. How's this one? I mean, this one seems like you've got a little bit, like a lot of different things going on.
Yeah.
It's happy, but it's dark. It's going to have a live orchestra. It's going to do all kinds of things. What's this one like?
This one is across the board. It's an emotional roller coaster, really. It really is. Every time I watch the show, I see something different. And it's a joy to be the executive director and to have a director, Susan Candy, working on this project, because I love coming in and watching her work with the kids and watching the kids grow through her as well. And I get to see something new. It's like I watch the performance and I'm like, oh, that's a new, interesting choice. We've got Dawson Merrill's in the this production from Nagani. He's been in our program for the last couple of years, and he's actually playing the Trunchbull in this one. Trunchbull's a really scary character.
Okay.
She's the headmistress of the school, and she likes to use abusive powers on the children. Like, okay. She very much has a scary closet that the kids go in if they're not good.
So it is all based on the book and the movie of Matilda has been
so
out
there. So it is a musical. You've got your happy comedic numbers. You've got Bruce with his cake. You got to figure out how he eats it, everyone. We've got a lot of different special effects in the show. There is performance flight.
Oh, really?
Confetti bursts. It's a spectacle across the board, but it's deep.
It does sound like it's like this is not one for like the little kids.
Right,
maybe
right.
Bring
it. It might be a little too scary for that.
Parts
just
of it.
A little bit. Yep, and especially with the effects that are going on. Kim Hegg-McGee, our lighting designer, there are some dark lighting moments, and it really ties in the whole production. Though it's looking so great. We've also got swings on stage, though, too. So, you got happy swings. You can't have darkness with that.
Well, unless you fall. Anyway, that's another story. But let's give everybody the run here and how they can get tickets.
Yes, so the run is this Thursday through this Sunday. That is February 27th through March 1st at the Forrest Roberts Theater. We have 7 o'clock performances on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and 1 o'clock matinee on Saturday. That is our sensory-friendly performance, and a 1 o'clock matinee on Sunday.
Okay, now you mentioned tickets are going pretty quick.
They
How
are.
Can they get them?
So they can get tickets at tickets.nmu.edu or 906-227-1032 and any NMU ticketing outlet. They can buy them at the door, but there is a $2 fee.
And so, they're going, so
yes,
you probably shouldn't wait.
Definitely. Thursday, Friday right now is really tight, so if you want to get in, buy your tickets now.
That's Jelena McLean, Executive Director of the Superior Arts Youth Theater, and Avonlea Kuhlman, who plays Matilda in their latest production, Matilda. With a look at what's happening in our community, I'm Walt Lindelaw.